It's a nice day in Santa Monica. It's a little windy outside, but it's about 1 o'clock. I'm on lunch break. And yeah, man, right now I'm about to head to the beach and just kind of cool out for a minute and just talk to y'all for a second till lunch is over, you know? I'm fasting right now, ain't really eating too much. So yeah, let's get into it. Let's go.
Found a purpose, nigga, ain't been the same. At the bottom, paying dues to the game. Nobody saving you, you gotta maintain. Boss up and keep driving in your lane. Found a purpose, nigga, ain't been the same. Smoking ivy, yeah, the weed gon' keep me sane. Treat myself, nigga, bought a new chain. I'm proud of me, cause I'm consistent with the plays.
A little cloudy in Santa Monica today, but however, the beach looks really good. I'm out here kind of sitting on the sand, you know, just relaxing, getting my thoughts together, reflecting on things, talking to y'all, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, you know, it's been a good weekend. You know, I'm heading into a good week. I'm feeling really good about it, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, all is well. I can't even complain, y'all. But however, man, much love to everybody that's participating in Hajj. You know what I'm saying? All the brothers and sisters that's participating in that. May Allah accept all our good deeds. May Allah increase us, you know what I'm saying? Much love to everybody, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to be eating for another 10 days. I'm fasting, you know. So, yeah, that's honestly what I've been doing lately. Ain't really too much going on right now, you know what I'm saying? Life is Grand is coming out. My debut EP. It's coming out sometime in August. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really know what day specifically yet that is coming out in August. I'm still back and forth on the actual date, so just bear with us. We're gonna get there, man. But other than that, man, I am fasting right now, but today I am gonna talk about some food, because there's one dish that I actually want to try right now, and it's called tartar. I hope I'm saying that shit correctly. Tartar. I've seen beef tartar. I've seen tuna tartar. I've seen salmon tartar. So, I mean, you know, what is tartar? You know what I'm saying? If you follow me on IG at shortrapash_, you know, DM me, leave it in the comments. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what the fuck is tartar. I got a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, a lot of foodie friends. They're telling me to try it, you know. Next time you out, try some tuna tartar. Try some beef tartar. And it looks interesting, you know what I'm saying. Now the tuna tartar, the salmon tartar, that's definitely something that I can get in. Why? Because y'all know I love raw fish. But however, the beef tartar, I'm guessing that beef is raw as well. And don't get me wrong, I love steaks and I love eating them like medium well. But I don't know if I'm about to eat some raw beef. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking super raw, you know? But I know there's like a lot of things that come with it. There's like other ingredients that are involved or whatever the case may be. So yeah, it's an interesting dish right now. It's on my to-do list right now. If you know any places that actually have good tartar, hit me up, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Follow me again at shortrapash_ on IG. You know what I mean? So that, yeah, I'm about that life. You know what I'm saying? Any other dishes y'all think I should try? That's just on the top of my list right now. Go ahead and share that with me as well, you know. But yeah, back to the EP, Life is Grand. You know what I'm saying? I'm really, really, really excited about this. Much love to everybody that's kind of helped me out along the way. Much love to all the people that sent me beats. You know what I'm saying? To be honest, it wasn't even a lot of people that sent me beats. I made a couple. My homeboy made a couple. I'm not even gonna lie. Shouts out to Hillel. You know what I'm saying? But shouts out to E too. You know what I'm saying? I took one from E's book. And we're gonna throw that in there. Those are the homies, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna get that going. But yeah. The EP is called Life is Grand. It's gonna be a part one and definitely a part two. Just to let y'all know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, it's just a nice little cool little EP to kind of get my face out there, get everybody used to my voice, you know what I mean? It's just a nice little EP that I'm gonna drop for everybody to listen to. Everybody in my 9-to-5 struggle, if you out here in the trenches, you hustling, you doing whatever you can just to make ends meet, you know. All of that is a part of the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really want to say too much because it's just so much going on right now. But yeah, man, that's on the way. And I'm probably going to do like a little small capsule merch collection to go along with it. So be on the lookout for that, you know what I'm saying? Maybe some sweatshirts, hoodies, or t-shirts, a hat. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I mean, something's coming out of it. So yeah, man, be on the lookout for that, y'all. Other than that, I just came out of a slumber, dog. I almost felt myself falling back into like a depressive state. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna share that with y'all because a lot of times people think people kick depression and that shit just goes away magically, like boom, poof. Depression gone, and that shit does not work like that, dog. Like depression, if you suffer from depression, well, first of all, if you don't suffer from depression, kudos to you. You know what I'm saying? You are fucking awesome. You know what I mean? Because depression is a monster that brings a lot of people down. You know what I'm saying? So if you're one of those people that, you know, that you're blessed that you don't get depressed like that, or it doesn't affect you like that. You know, you a champion, you know what I'm saying? But if you are a person that suffers from depression, you know what I'm saying? You a champion too, because that's a hell of a monster to fight. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes and goes. It's a hell of a monster to fight. So you just as strong, if not even stronger, you know what I'm saying? Because that's something that you gotta deal with and you still gotta put a fucking smile on and go about your fucking day, you know? But yeah, me personally, I felt myself getting back into that type of mindset, and mainly because I have a habit of self-abusing and self-sabotaging myself. Me personally, I hold myself to a very, very, very high standard, and you know, I have this certain perspective of myself. You know what I'm saying? Personally. And, you know, when other people don't really get your perspective of yourself, or they don't even see that at all, that can kind of take you back a little bit. And it can kind of put you down, make you feel like lost. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you're putting your foot out here in this way, and people are receiving it this way. You know what I'm saying? So it just kind of, it just dampens the mood. You know what I mean? It just makes you stop everything. It just makes you think like, damn, like I am trying to put my best forward. I am trying to put my best foot forward and it's not good enough, or it's just not working. You know what I'm saying? That's the mindset right there that you need to get out of. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the times when things don't go our way, or when things are difficult like that, we tend to beat ourselves up, you know what I'm saying? Like it's our fault, you know? And you know, especially nowadays on social media, all we see is people telling us that everything's up to you. Everything's up to you. You. All the fingers are pointing back to you. And they are. You know what I'm saying? But however, that doesn't mean that you should beat yourself up about all your shortcomings and everything that you lack. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, your shortcomings, your difficulties, things you struggle with, you know, your faults, you know what I mean? Like, they still don't define you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't, they, all your faults don't make you a bad person. You see what I'm saying? And that's, I think that's where I am right now. Like, I gotta get out this concept of good and bad, because what really is the fuck? What is that? You see what I'm saying? Good and bad look different to everyone. You know what I'm saying? So just because you got something unpleasant was said about you, or people have this unpleasant, they may have like an unpleasant perspective about you because of what they heard or what they, you know what I'm saying, something that you did in the past or whatever the case may be. Look, that ain't got shit to do with you. You know what I'm saying? Now, when it comes down to inconveniencing people in some type of way, you know, make your amends, apologize where you need to. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you that you're never wrong. That's false. But what I am saying is, you ain't always wrong. You know what I mean? You ain't always wrong. You know what I'm saying? And when you do things that are wrong or unpleasant, you're not a bad person. Don't attack yourself. Don't self-sabotage yourself, because you are still you, flaws and all. You know what I'm saying? So I say all that to say, when you fuck up, make it right, but clean your slate. I'm gonna say that again. When you fuck up, make it right, make whatever you need to make right, and then clean your slate. Because you beating yourself up, you self-sabotaging yourself like you're this terrible person, is gonna put you in a terrible mindset, and then your habits are gonna become like that, and then you're just gonna be depressed. Like, everything is just gonna start spiraling. You know what I'm saying? So if you like me, you know what I mean, like if you do that self-sabotaging thing, self-abuse, you know what I'm saying? Self-abuse is very much so real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see a lot of people talking about that either. Don't abuse yourself. Don't beat yourself up over shit that happened in the past, or a mistake that you made in the present, or you know what I'm saying? Like, don't beat yourself up, y'all, because that shit will destroy you. It can destroy you mentally, physically, emotionally. You know what I'm saying? So keep bigging yourself up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I'm at a point now in my life where it's like, I really gotta start learning how to control my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? My shadow self is just as strong as my regular self. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that I'm a thinker, and I just, you know, I ponder on things a lot, that shit, that side of me might just be a little stronger. I ain't even gonna hold you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm at a point now where I'm starting to learn how to control my thoughts. And just, you know, just leave things in the fucking past. You know what I'm saying? You know, you ain't gonna win everything. Everybody ain't gonna be cool with you. You know, some people you gonna pick up along the way. Some people you gonna lose along the way. And the people that you lose ain't supposed to be there no way. So don't worry about what other people think or what other people say. You know you, and the people that love you know you. And that's all that fucking matters. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, whatever you need to make right, go ahead and make it right. Because that'll make the progress, that'll make the process a little easier. You know what I'm saying? So, So yeah, man, that's my whole spiel on that. Stop self-sabotaging yourself and stop the self-abuse.
Treat myself, nigga, bought a new chain. I'm proud of me because I'm consistent with the plays.
But y'all know me. I don't like holding y'all too long. I just like to come in, pop in, share my thoughts, and get on about my day. You know what I mean? So I got a little more time on my lunch break. Probably just gonna walk the beach a little more, maybe grab some water. You know what I mean? Stay hydrated out here. It's hot as hell, especially in the valley. It's hot as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Santa Monica feels good right now, though, but I still gotta hydrate. But yeah, y'all, you know what I'm saying? I hope y'all are safe. I hope y'all are taking care of yourselves. I hope y'all are still practicing social distancing. You know what I'm saying? This shit is still out here, man. It's still here. It's still here. It's still alive, and it's still running wild. You know what I mean? I'm talking about COVID, if you don't know what I'm talking about. So protect yourself still. Take care of yourself. You know, take care of others as well if you can. You know, and just ride the wave, man. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you see me in the streets, say okay. Peace. Sigh.
Purpose, nigga, ain't been the same. At the bottom, paying dues to the game. Nobody saving you, you gotta maintain. Boss up and keep driving in your lane. Found a purpose, nigga, ain't been the same. Smoking ivy, yeah, the weed gon' keep me sane. Treat myself, nigga, bought a new chain. I'm proud of me, cause I'm consistent with the plays.